Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
New camera today, Mr. DeMille. I'm ready for my close. Well, if I had known it was a new camera, I might have had some more touch-ups. Will we get to the day where we have to use makeup for our YouTube first hour every day?
It's not there yet, but you will see soon
as
we work out the engineering sides of things. A much higher definition camera.
No,
where
that's
you can,
no good.
Yeah.
I can see too many pores in the
scene. Oh, come on. You look good.
Some people might be thinking the hair doesn't look quite as advertised. It will be outrageous. Well, welcome in. A couple big guests coming up at 12:30. We have the head of SEPTA Police, the new head of SEPTA Police, who's been making a lot of news banning ski masks. And Riley Gaines will check in at some point today. She's been very helpful to us to try to get on this former University of Penn swimmer who, due to Riley Gaines' example, is now speaking out. You see how it works? If just a few of these women athletes who, 130, who really can't be canceled would speak out, then we would have a different ball game here. All right. Big story, though, to me. They just can't wait to get to the mask. The Philadelphia Public Schools announced just a little while ago, using the burning in the air, and I was outside. I noticed a little bit. I'm not going to completely discount it, but my God. 20 days they have to wear masks. Is what the tweet said. It's that nutbag head of the public health back with the mask in Philadelphia. If they don't, they'll have to learn home remotely. Could you see some of those kids? Well, that's an easy choice. I'll be sitting at home. Oh, you have some sound to that, Dan?
No, I was referring to the question.
Oh, you have the other. Yes. Okay. Can you imagine now 20 more days back to the mask and you're seeing people around town wearing the mask again? They cannot get enough of the mask. That's incredible. That's where we are. But I wanted to lead with a sports story. Yeah, let me give you the breaking how it came. The Philadelphia Public School will require all students to start masking immediately through the next 20 days.
Why?
Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Pettigodal states that if students refuse to wear a mask, they'll be forced to learn remotely for the remainder of 2023. They declared a code red. Code red. I think we should be in bunkers somewhere. Code red particles. She's calling it a particles action day in Philadelphia. Any second, anything that they can do. How about gunfire day? How about if a certain number of shots are fired,
yes,
doctor?
Yes.
You know, if we exceed 20 shots, everybody stays inside for that day. You want to do that? Or bulletproof vests will be given out in the public schools. That might be more helpful. But I want to lead with the Flyers. Now, I only had one interview all those years, Dan. It was a brief one. And even I admit it, it was a little, I remember he was wearing this a yellow zip-up jacket, you know, like not a sports jacket, like a, you know, spring jacket. And I knew that was Ed Snyder. He was at a movie theater, I want to say Plymouth Meeting. I was there because we were talking a lot about a film that he was a big backer of. And I cornered him to talk a little bit about the film, and he said, "You're not doing such a good job." He was always hawking him. "We don't have enough people out here, Dom." What a refreshing guy. It was Atlas Shrugged. I think it was Atlas Shrugged or one of the variants of it, okay? If Ed Snyder were there, the Flyers wouldn't be doing this nonsense. The shameful stuff of putting Kate Smith in she may be in a warehouse with Frank Rizzo, I don't know. Remember they had the black over as if she were a terrorist being waterboarded for a few days. Flyers management. Then Gritty, just an all-time disgusting mascot. I don't care, you know, Bill and I used to go back and forth with it.
Atlas Shrugged Part 1, 2011.
Yes, 2011.
Does that sound like it?
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yep.
But now they have dumped a 26-year-old Russian defenseman, Provorov. Now, he didn't live up to promise, but listen to how the Inquirer talks about this. Mike Sielski, writing at the Inquirer, says he revealed himself to be a lousy teammate. Now, lousy teammate. This guy is Russian Orthodox. His religion said to him he should not participate in a pride night. Now, you think, you know, modern athletes, we let them get away with every other thing with most of these sports writers. Why is religion not one of them? The Inquirer writes, lousy teammate for not lending support to Scott Laughton, James Van Riemsdyk, and other Flyers for the Pride event. The issue had special meaning for them. And with his misguided boycott, he made him a symbol of the franchise's overall dysfunction. Misguided boycott? What the hell are you talking about? You know? It's his religion.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to participate. Yeah, you got to wear the ribbon, the whole thing. Misguided boycott. The Inquirer goes on to say, in the aftermath of the fiasco, with different decision makers soon to be in place, Provorov would have had to prove himself the second coming of Bobby Orr over the rest of the season to remain here. My God. How perverted are sports becoming?
So are you telling me that this guy was shipped out of town because of his religious stance?
Large part of it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What an organization we have here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly. Gritty, Pride Nights, Kate Smith. Well, if you go after Kate, all right, Rizzo's one thing. He's a big guy. We get it. He's bigoted. Oh, okay, it's Rizzo. You go after Kate Smith, who was a lovely woman, who sang a song in those times, but in later life had a much different sensibility, and you're going to take down Kate Smith, you creeps? Yeah, this guy's got to go. So, Dan, I'm not saying the sole reason he was ousted is because of Pride Night.
Well, it kind of seems that that's what Sielski's writing in the paper.
That's what Sielski is. And calling him a lousy teammate, he knew. I don't know if he means these other two Flyers have somebody in their family who's gay. I don't know what that means. And as a lousy teammate, he wouldn't suck it up and deny Christ or whatever. Russian Orthodox. There's a bias here. It's the Russian Orthodox part, too. It's Putin. He wouldn't deny Putin. Put on the uniform. Well, it's against my religion. It's sinful. You're a lousy teammate. I wonder if they'll ever tell us how many people are lousy teammates. Has he ever called James Harden, who is Mr. Strip Club, a lousy teammate? I wouldn't like to play with James Harden. He sickens me. But I'd suck it up and do it. I'm not going to, you know, because of his proclivities, which I think distract from his playing. I don't think not wearing the Pride uniform distracts from how you play hockey. Amazing. All right, now on that vein, this from Reading. I think we have about a minute 15, something like that. I saw it this morning. Let me set the ground rules. It's a Pride Day there. People are gathered on one side of the street. I'd say the distance is at least 75 feet between the two sides of the street, somewhere in that range. And they're holding some kind of rally or gathering. Let's call it a gathering. Expressing their pride for Pride Month. Okay. Now, I don't think you have a right to go and get in their face and start screaming about the Bible. By that, I mean, literally, get right up on top of them. But this guy is across the street, and he wants to express that he thinks this is sinful. And in Reading, the cops lock him up. You'll hear the exchange. Dan, would you agree it's about 75 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking.
I don't think it's 100.
It's like a two-lane road that can accommodate a bike lane, probably.
Yeah, so it might be 75. So my rule is, look, I'm doing an event here. Yeah, it's a public space, but do not, you know, don't get right in our face. Don't start trying to
get him out of here.
Yeah. Don't start trying to drown us out. Otherwise, that's what you'll get. But in this case, the guy's far enough away where he can make his point. I don't think he's has a bullhorn either, unlike Helen Gim. All right, so listen to this exchange. A guy wants to read a biblical verse. He believes this is sinful. Maybe I think he says he might believe you're going to hell for this. I think he's got a right to say that there, as long as he doesn't get in the face of the people on the other side. In other words, police have a right to keep you a bit separate. How separate? Well, I think this was within parameters of something that accommodates everybody. Listen to this exchange.
I'm respecting it. You know who's cheering for us? The people that are in hell. So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property. Yo. God is not evil. God, this will be right.
Getting this on film.
Can I give him my bag while stuff's in? Yo, I'm going to need you to go to 128 North.
All right, so you see what happened here. No, I don't think they had to lock the guy up. Now, you know, if they want to talk to the guy and say, do you really want to do this? It's their day. And he said, yeah, I have a right to freedom of speech. Okay, there wasn't anything inflammatory there in the sense of threatening or anything like that. And if there's enough of a distance, you got to have a little bit of distance. It's their day. You don't get in the middle of whatever they're doing. This guy knew that, and he didn't do it. You're going to see more of this case. Somebody's going to pick up on this, and the Reading police were wrong to arrest him there. All right, let me give you the side. Oh, by the way, one closure from yesterday. We talked. We had some great calls yesterday, being the 79th anniversary of D-Day, one of the stunning accomplishments imaginable. And it took toward yesterday. Biden was asked about it. He would make no statement. He didn't even tweet. A Fox reporter tweeted out, it took until 9 minutes before midnight, Normandy time, the time in France, before the president of the United States released an official statement on the anniversary of D-Day. Earlier today, he said a statement was coming. He put it out in a tweet at 8 a.m. That should be p.m., I guess. Last year's tweet didn't come until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after forgetting to mark the anniversary for a second straight year. Typical. The Biden administration has people running Twitter. Why is this not on their radar screen? Because they don't care. Because to them, that's not a major thing, D-Day. How shameful. You think you'd be on top of that just to avoid people like me calling attention to it. All right, side question. Today or is it yesterday? I've kind of... It's around this period of time, is Russian Language Day. I had a chance to study Russian in high school at then Bishop Newman, Dan. I said, nah, I don't like the funny letters. I didn't like...
They are very funny letters.
Yes.
What, are they acrylic? Is that what it's
called?
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't like German either, too. You know. So I took French, and I can say, where is the post office, and stuff like that now.
All right. So how do you say it? You can't say you know how to say it.
Wait a minute. No, I don't know the post.
Oh, see?
It may be the tobacco store. Oué le tabac.
Oué le tabac.
Yes.
That's okay. Why do you
I have to think
you've never smoked a cigarette or cigar in your life.
Why? Well, if it's a woman and you're asking her that, you're just trying to meet her. And she's and you say, how's my pronunciation or something like that.
Pronunciation.
Yeah, that's what you do. You stick your nose up in the air, pretend you're John Kerry, act haughty. You know, I saw a guy in France, a French guy, because I was eating a hamburger back then. I wasn't a vegetarian. cutting it up and saying how gauche, because Americans eat hamburgers with our hands. All right. So since it's Russian Language Day, hit us with something, a person, a thing, a trend, an historical moment, something associated with Russia. I'll take off the board since I'm a connoisseur of this after having it last. Now, it was masqueraded last year on Dom Giordano Day with about 15 other condiments that were put in there. I'm going to take vodka off the board, and I'm going to take Siberia off the board. We still say, yeah, they sent me to Siberia here. All right, how about yours, Dan?
I'm going to take, you hear it behind us right now. Sorry, I was getting a microphone for Anthony over here if he wants to hop on too. Because remember, he had that Russian language course when he was our producer.
Russian history.
Yeah, and he was a Russian kid. So
yes.
Behind us, you hear a song called, let me try to pronounce it, Korbininki. But if you're a video game fan, you just know it as a Tetris theme song. And Tetris was a Russian game that was developed in Russia. I think the government got involved somehow. I mean, it became one of the most popular games of all time, most popular puzzle game, and I'm going to take Tetris off the board.
Oh, God. Thank God. Russian. Millions of people were going to call him with that in the original Russian. So, Anthony, what was the highlight at Westchester State University of your Russian history course?
All of the anti-Dom Giordano rhetoric that
they
taught every single day. Yes.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Was there a lot of anti-Trump in your Russian course?
I mean, in general, there was anti-Trump rhetoric, but not, I mean, I wouldn't say there was, if anything, that was more in the, like, political science and economics kind of stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Well, look, he's a great product of Westchester State University. There you see the results. All right. 855-839-1210. So something associated with Russia. Person, play. You know how it goes. Something coming out of Russia is what we want at the end of your call. And the Flyers, I mean, could they really trade? He's only 26. I know he's a guy that hasn't reached his potential, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was good. He had a lot of hope. He was a high-rated prospect.
Yeah, he scored 13 goals 1 year, and that's not bad for a defensive man. Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, like, a couple weeks ago, we did an entire side question around the guy who seems like a, you know, really nice individual, and we know him as a nice individual, Keith Jones, who's now the president of Hockey Operations. Like, do you think he played into this decision at all?
I would think not. He doesn't strike me that he's politically correct like this. You know what I think it is? It's the people that took over for Ed Snyder. I think it's family that took it over. Look what they've done. Would Ed Snyder get rid of Kate Smith? No, he would. He would be in the Ramparts fighting back against that.
Well, Comcast is doing that now. That's what that
is. Well, if they're more of the owner. But I think it's a family, too. And would they develop Gritty, who is apparently the child of meth heads? I don't think so. You know, and Gritty had a period of time there, and the Fanatic was on the ropes. But I don't think you're ever going to beat the Fanatic, really. I would find Gritty hard to believe that would be – it's the number one mascot maybe of all time, the Fanatic.
Yeah. Hey, what was your Russians, your answers?
Vodka and Siberia.
Okay.
Yes. Hit us with that. It's got 100 or so more that you can think of when you think of Russia. We'll talk with the new head of the SEPTA police at 12:30 today. I think the guy's really trying to beef up security, do the right things. But he mentions, or the Inquirer, Dan, wrote a piece on this, how Larry Krasner drops almost all the charges except the police bring in. There we go.
That's ridiculous.
It is this wall that's here. And people think they're going to reason with him. They're going to talk with him. And I can't imagine getting Larry Krasner to do what you want. Maybe the hardest person of a political figure to do is Larry Krasner. He's going to do whatever he wants. He believes he's the savior, the white savior. 855-839-1210.
Hey,
yes.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD.
Right.
Dining with Dom as we do every day at noon. If you missed the first segment, go back. You can see the video of the audio we showed with the Reading situation out there on the streets. And Dom, you got a suggestion from Minnie. She says, Dom, I think you should wear more shirts with slogans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. They liked the slogan shirt yesterday.
We should get some of them printed up on shirts, like big issues, big guests, you know? It's Dom time.
All right, we do have that shirt, yes.
We
but
do.
I do like It's My Business. That's
a great one.
That's a great one to wear all over. The people yesterday asking about that.
EKZ writes in, Provorov trade had nothing to do with Pride Night. Flyers are starting a rebuild, and he was a piece that they could move to start that rebuild.
You know,
rebuild.
What? Go. You know what? Okay. You know, not you, but the guy. Go and talk to the sports. You know what that's an example of? It's these people, Dan, that always just want to go down into the weeds of Flyerdom or something like that. If I do a sports thing, I'll go in the weeds, but I'm not doing a sports thing. It's not just about that, buddy. Yeah, buddy. It's about all these things put together. Or at least, here's my point, Dan, whether it is or not, the Philadelphia Inquirer is the one who believes it is. So I think they have some sense that he's not welcome in the locker room. I mean, how has hockey come to this where guys playing with no teeth from Canada are worried about Gay Pride Night and you're a lousy teammate? Isn't that the last sport you would expect that of?
Yes.
Even more than football.
Like, what's the mullet to player ratio?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how about not wearing mullets? How about not saying, how about learning the English language and not saying organization? How about doing that? What's the other thing they say? There's another one.
A?
Yeah, how about stop saying it?
Sorry.
Oh, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get pucks deep.
Yeah.
How about having any kind of life force, whatever, other than saying mucking and grinding, trying to get pucks deep? I hope Bill's not listening. He's still doing that podcast.
Yeah,
I'll be
that's
honest.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Bye. Stop getting in the weeds. It is about that. I didn't say solely that, Dan. I said he didn't live up to his promise.
A boot.
But I bet they're sitting around the room. They're saying, what should we do with Borowski? And Lorenzo, who's a GM, says, well, he is 6'8".
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Then they come to a consensus. Get him out of here. 855-839-1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, and the free Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. Mike Pence announces his 2024 bid. Yesterday, Chris Christie, boy, you talk about meandering and in the tank. Dan, I want to play cut 7C. In fact, Christie, in this town hall last night, took the side of Woodrow Wilson over George Washington. Yeah, that's going to win Republicans. Woodrow Wilson, one of the, I put Woodrow Wilson in my top five most despised presidents, right there with Lyndon Johnson. I don't even despise Biden more than Lyndon Johnson. It's close. It's getting closer all the time. But here's Christie when he announced last night at a town hall. And I think this is a shot at Trump not wanting to get involved. Now, Christie wants to get into Ukraine. He wants to be involved in all this stuff. And listen to what he says about the sainted Woodrow Wilson.
And America had followed the admonition of George Washington since its founding to stay out of foreign entanglements. Woodrow Wilson said no.
That's it? Wait a minute.
That's all I got. Does that explain Bridgegate, though? Does he just hate George Washington that much?
Yeah, the George Washington Bridge. Here's the thing, too, though. Yeah, talking about World War II or something like that, that's one thing. But these unending, unceasing wars, he's going to be more on that side. Trump photoshopped Christie announcing at a buffet, Dan, like a Golden Corral buffet.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. If you Google it, you'll see.
I think that's kind of
funny. And Christie, it's bad enough that he's at a big buffet, but he's got this spinning plate of meat, giant meats, in his right hand as he's announcing. So Trump is going to go right after his weight, which, if they're both in that first primary, is going to be quite an interesting thing to hear the comeback here. But here's what Christie said about President Trump. This will be 7A, what he compared him to in his campaign announcement.
That you're not going to be perfect. And if you decide that the people who you ask to come with you to lead will always be the ones who are blamed when anything goes wrong, that they'll be called names, that they'll be dismissed, and that after they leave your service, they're nothing but idiots. Beware, because that leader not only will not serve you, they will not be able to find anybody who will serve them. And a lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog
mirror hog
is not a leader. And so now we have pretenders all around us who want to tell you, pick me, because I'm kind of like what you picked before, but not quite as crazy. But I don't want to say his name, because for these other pretenders, he is, for those of you who read the Harry Potter books, like Voldemort. He is he who shall not be named.
Well, I guess the question too is, when did Christie have this epiphany about Trump? In other words, when was it that he saw the light on all this stuff? And there's actual commentators yesterday, Dan. Now, I'm not buying into this, but they're saying that Christie, in the 2020 election prep for Trump, tried to tank him. In other words, give him bad advice as they're sitting around eating bacon cheeseburgers on Sundays when they were doing their debate prep. Anthony, you have a theory. That's what he wanted to, yes.
Yeah, I think this all comes down to when Trump got COVID and was bedridden,
yes,
and he blamed Christie. I think ever since then, that was the turning point where they just hate each other now. They had their back and forth occasionally before that, but that seems like ever since then, they just hate each other.
Well, I remember when Christie in Florida was going to endorse Trump, and he was standing there like it was a hostage film, blinking his eyes and all. It was beyond embarrassing. Dan, we might want to ask to have him come on the show again. this might be so meaningful to go after Trump. Maybe he would do it, but...
Yeah, it didn't go so well last time.
No. He said all kinds of stuff behind the scenes since then about it, but... it's going to be an exciting August 6th debate if Trump is in it, without a doubt. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. All right, let's go to Yeah, let me take one here to get started. Let me go to John in Jersey. John, what's your Russian thing? Yo, John.
Rocky III?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Drago from Rocky III.
Oh, Drago's a good answer.
Yeah, Drago's a good answer. Yeah. Because just remember in life, there's one scene. That's one of the greatest wisdoms of all. Drago bleeds. Just think your opponent, I don't care who they are, they bleed too. That's if you hit them in the right spot with something, you know. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Chief Chuck Lawson, the head of the SEPTA police, and find out how easy his job is. Now, this is one of the most difficult jobs in the area. The banning of ski masks is an interesting thing, all right, and those kind of face covers. That's all straight ahead. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days, usually bad. Rest easy. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only is it the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water. You'll see that. They put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Great attention to detail. They come out and do this free water test. They're thrilled to show you what's being taken out of the water. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. Mention DOM, D-O-M, 2023. To receive an exclusive offer, that's DOM 2023. Check on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555.
Broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, it is Dom time. Thrilled to bring you Big Issues, Big Guest. And Chief Chuck Lawson is a guy who's much in the news. As bad as some things are in various parts of Philadelphia, you're always going to have, I mean, look across the country. New York is experiencing this too, problems underground. Historically, that's been an issue, but it is very difficult. Chief Chuck Lawson is the head of the SEPTA police. He joins us first time around on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chief, welcome. Thank you very much for taking time now to join us.
Hey, Dom. It's good to be with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Chuck. What's your background?
So I've been I'm a transit police lifer. I've been in this organization for 30 years. Neighborhood kid that grew up, landed in a job that that I thought was the most exciting, fun job I've ever had. And I'm as passionate about it today as I was then.
Well, I see you a lot out there, and I see some of the reforms you put in or a different way of seeing it with your manpower. Wanted to start with the ski mask thing, though. That would be, you would think, a simple thing. I don't know if you heard this. Philadelphia wants their kids now to mask up for 20 days. So, you know, from COVID, we've been to this stuff with people wearing stuff around. How's that going with the ski mask?
Believe it or not, I'm seeing a lot of compliance. Our cops are engaging folks with this issue. I'm seeing compliance across the board. And to be honest, I've seen a lot of information from the public that suggests they're with us on this issue.
When I look at what's going on in Philadelphia, we know about the violence, and SEPTA has its share. But I read this Inquirer piece in my own sense, and we have somebody like Steve Keeley, who actually rides SEPTA all the time. It's quality of life stuff more than just outright violence and shootings, although there's enough of that. Talk about what you're hearing from patrons and what you're trying to do about that.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, that's what I hear day in and day out from our customers. It's not, I mean, the average SEPTA customer never witnesses violent crime occur in the system. It's a fraction of what we're doing in terms of trips a day on SEPTA. But those issues, the issues involving homelessness, smoking, narcotics use amid this opioid crisis, that's what I get every day from our customers. That's what we spend an inordinate amount of time focusing on with our proactive patrols.
But it seems to be still overwhelming. So are you putting more cops on the trains? I read in one place that's one tactic.
Yeah, look, certainly we place a premium on getting more cops on trains. That's, you know, that's historically this year, over last year and this year, what we've seen, the major issue with our customers at is the condition of the ride into work, into school, and things like that. I mean, that we place a premium on that. And look, scale is an issue, right? Like, scale is a problem right now. There's a lot going on, and I have only so many resources to throw at it. But I am seeing signs in terms of feedback from our customers of complaints dropping, of the condition of the L and the subway getting better. So I think we're trending in the right direction.
Am I wrong that the L has started to get as bad or worse reputation than, you know, I took to LaSalle, Chuck. I took the Broad Street line, that kind of thing, and there were certain stops. Yep. It was dirty at times. But the L I never thought was as bad. It's the drug use stuff that people talk about or perceived drug use that's going on there.
Yeah, in fact, Dom, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm seeing just as many complaints about smoking marijuana as I am smoking tobacco nowadays. Mm-hmm. And we're actually issuing almost just as many tickets for that as we would for smoking tobacco. So you're right. I mean, something happened after the pandemic, when we came out of the pandemic, where these social norms and these social contracts that people kind of self-obeyed and self-monitored and self-regulated, they're not doing anymore. And so we're seeing, you know, people engage in behavior that they never have, and they never have at this scale. And so we're trying to wrap our arms around it.
And it's critical, as we both know. Say the Sixers do an arena, they're never going to be able to have people be able to drive there. They got to convince people. I know it's years down the road, but you have to convince people to take it, take SEPTA. And it seems like for Eagles games, Chuck, that it works. Wanted to ask you, your predecessor, Tom Nestle, we had on, and he told us about the number of cameras, but then he said they weren't being watched that much. What have you been able to do on that front?
Yeah, so we went live several months ago with our virtual patrol unit. This is the first in the making here. We hired a several ex-law enforcement, retired law enforcement to patrol our video system live. And so where I could only put one cop at one station at a time, I have a retired civilian law enforcement officer who has as many as 7 or 8 stations up, watching a much larger section of our system, letting us know where police are needed the most.
Dan, my producer, Chuck, says if you see somebody using illicit drugs in the train.
This actually happened to me on the train
yeah.
one time.
What are you supposed to do? Yeah.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do if I see someone like shooting up heroin on the train? Because I have seen that, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you why. We more than any other agency on the face of the earth, we leverage our customers in our security approach. So we have a free app. We asked all of our customers to download that app. If you see something like that occurring, anything really that makes you feel less safe, quickly report it on the app discreetly. You know, it looks like you're texting a friend, and we're dispatching police to every single one of those reports that come in.
The most ticklish thing when we'd have the conversation, and I realize in your position, there's a lot of people that you report to, including the public, essentially. But the homeless, and particularly I'm thinking at certain stops along the L, it's something unusable for people. So what's your, you know, dream of how to deal in a humane way, but in a way where the paying customers have a right to not be inundated with this?
And I agree with you. And look, we've adopted a fairly comprehensive and strong code of conduct. We did that, you know, in many ways for these non-criminal incidents, so that we can enforce in a way that if you're violating these conduct rules on SEPTA, that you know you're gone. We escort you out of the system, and that's been our approach with a lot of these non-criminal areas, and it's proving. Just look, we're moving. Coming out of the winter months, we're moving as many as 2,000 people a week out of the system that are behaving in a way that we don't want.
How do you move them out of the system, though? What is that? How do you track them that they can't get aboard SEPTA then? What do you do?
Well, look, they do, right? Like, I'm not going to say that they don't return, that
right.
they don't, you know, move on to another station and try and reenter. You know, obviously we have that. But as long as we're effective at identifying it, at spotting it early, at remaining aggressive in our approach to move it out, you know, I think that's a recipe for success.
Is the app you were referring to, the SEPTA Transit Watch, is that where people go, Chuck?
Correct. Yeah. Anywhere that you download apps, just search SEPTA Transit Watch.
I went back and I saw an article, and it's this is June of 23, so it's very recent. SEPTA grapples with safety issues with low ridership, and your predecessor talked about it. And I see this as an issue. How about cooperation with the DA's office when you do these misdemeanor things? If they just throw it away, the same people doing this all the time. So here publicly, you know, what can be done to get them? These quality of life things are why we agree people wouldn't ride SEPTA.
Yeah, and it's important. Like we entered into an agreement with the DA's office about our AN program, our ticket program, and giving us the ability to ban people and to criminally enforce if they're violating that ban. Look, we have a meeting that we're having with the DA's office coming up shortly. You know, we have some requests that we're going to be making of him, but the bottom line is this. Look, you know, crime on SEPTA, we want to be prosecuted strongly, especially crime against our employees and serious crime. And I think, you know, I think we're not going to get to where we want to be without us working together. So that's where we're shooting for.
This from New York Post today. I don't know if it's as big of a problem in Philadelphia. You can tell me, but it enrages taxpayers and people that actually pay. Turnstile jumpers in New York, subway fare evasion in NYC last year cost $690 million, even for New York, Chuck, $690
yeah.
million. And when Giuliani was there, he realized these people doing this, if they get away with it, it sets a tone.
Yeah, and I agree with that approach. Look, you know, there's a discussion being had around the country about enforcement and what type of enforcement works and what doesn't. I will tell you, having spent 30 years in transit policing, that intentional, aggressive enforcement for those quality of life issues works. The strategy works. It works for us. It's not something that we're ever planning on moving away from. And that fare evasion is consistently among the most amount of tickets that we write every single week.
Wow. $690 million. Do you have any idea what SEPTA's was last year?
I don't. I think that's an issue of being able to track it effectively,
okay.
which we're working on, but it is an issue. I mean, it is a serious issue.
Well, look, Chuck, I'm very glad you came here. We know how busy you are, and I would offer to you any time you have an issue you want to talk about, so when you hear it from you in any way, shape, or form, positive, want to promote something, please just have your people let Dan know, and we'll get you back on.
Much appreciated, Dan.
Thank you. Thanks, Chuck,
yep.
very much. Chief Chuck Lawson here on Talk Radio 1210, someone who came up from the system. Dan, $690
million. Wow.
It's... In Philadelphia, too, we talk about this all the time. And where you are in the suburbs, they're much better at quality of life. Yes, there are the homicides. There are people shooting each other. But it is the broken windows, and it enrages people. We mentioned yesterday, shoplifting, for example. People see that. You know, they just know, hey, this is wrong. This is where you got to stop it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget about the side question today. And also hit us right now on that. Give me your reaction. That was a good first time for Chuck Lawson. Look, when we had Tom Nesta on, it was fine, Dan, except when he said we don't have anybody watching the cameras. And the homeless issue, SEPTA's got to take, and they're not going to, I think, for a lot of reasons, a tougher stand on this so that people that actually use public transit or have to, I can't imagine that you have to take public transit, what that is like day to day. You have no other option. It's got to be ridiculously tough. 855-839-1210. We'll get to your calls coming up. Hey, it's always a great time to get to Captain Chuckie's, but especially now, two new delicious ravioli varieties to select from. Captain Chuckie and the Vera Pasta Company, they present the Banging Crab and the Lobster Ravioli, perfect for graduation season. And Captain Chuckie's, of course, has the breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, literally a crab cake for everybody. Dessert, soup, sides, appetizers, my personal favorite, the Dom Roll. Always the highest quality ingredients. Their Gulf Shrimp, a huge hit, always wild caught, never farm raised. When you're visiting, say hello to the independent owners of the 18 locations, soon to be 20. Wayne and Elaine Jones in Chester Springs, Frank Chirillo on Bluebell. There's John and Cindy Clark in Huntington Valley. In Ocean City, see Chris and Donna Ryan. In Sea Isle, see the McCann family. I spoke with John this week. I'm going to be at the Captain Chuckie's in Sea Isle, 4111 Landis Avenue. I should be there around 11:15 or so. That depends on row. That's always my excuse. 11:15 or so this coming Saturday. And we'll be giving away, I think, a lot of Dom Rolls and some shrimp stuff. And we'll have the mayor there, the ribbon cutting. Come on out. We'll talk about everything that's out there. That's this Saturday, the Captain Chuckie's in Sea Isle. In Avalon, you can see the Vasilotti family. Sea Isle and Avalon are open daily from 11 a.m. Ocean City, Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. Congrats to Sam Cancellari and Irish Mike McGarry as they prepare to open their new Captain Chuckie store in Medford, New Jersey. Coming soon to Northeast Philadelphia Home Circle, congrats to the Graziani family. Remember, the website, welovecrabcakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, they have an additional website, CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. It's C-A-P-T-N, ChuckiesAtTheShore.com.
Calling on Media PA to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Time to hear Dano's show. At 2 o'clock today, we're going to hear from the 9/11 Families United. These are the families that are outraged over this deal yesterday in which the Saudis are now going to be running a major American sport, high-prestige sport. You know, it's individuals playing, so if you're really top-notch, Tiger Woods, top-five athlete in the world, right? Here is Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Luke and I, Dan, used to like this guy because he challenged golf. He bulked up naturally and was driving a ball like 360, 380, bringing these short par fours. He's kind of chipping at them into play. But then we started to see that this guy is not exactly playing with a full deck. He was on with Caitlin Collins, Bryson DeChambeau. He's one of the golfers that went to the killer Saudi side. And in the beginning, he talks about the 9/11 families, and then we'll play you his response when asked about the Saudis and their bloodthirsty ways. Here's a little bit of DeChambeau.
Including from the families of 9/11 victims. And the group put out a statement today saying, quote, the PGA in Monahan, referring to the commissioner, appeared to have become just more paid Saudi shills, taking billions of dollars to cleanse the Saudi reputation. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think we'll never be able to repay the families back for what exactly happened just over 20 years ago. And what happened is definitely horrible. And I think as time has gone on, 20 years is passed, and we're in a place now where it's time to start trying to work together to make things better together as a whole. I have deep sympathy. I don't know exactly what they're feeling. I can't ever know what they feel, but I have a huge amount of respect for their position and what they believe, nor do I ever want anything like that to ever occur again. I think as we move forward from that, we've got to look towards the pathway to peace, especially in forgiveness, especially if we're trying to mend the world and make it a better place.
Okay, Dan, stop there. We got a punchline. I'm messing up my own punchline. Shut up, buddy. That's my response. Shut up. Mend our ways, a pathway to peace with the Saudis. Give me a break. Here's the bottom line. We'll play the other part, Dan. Sorry to cut off there. I don't know if you're feeling that to hear this type of crap. But the idea is they're just paying this to cleanse what they're still doing. And yes, I realize there are things in life that are existential, that, you know, with oil, until we get it back to, I think, as Trump was approaching in the right way, our energy supplies, we have to deal with them. But we should call the tune with the Saudis. You know that, and I know that. They don't get to call any tune. And stop telling me that this is about, well, it's a new day, we got to move forward. We'll play you part two of Bryson DeChambeau. But my God, they're killers. They killed this guy. They brought a bone saw here. They did it in the United States. They do it somewhere else in the world. All right, well, we can't do everything, right? But I mean, we're talking constantly Pride Week. These people murder people that are gay. Dan?
Yeah, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, Dining with Dom. If you're not aware, we are video broadcasting, and if you were tuned in there, you would see the clip from Caitlin Collins live on our live stream. But we have a question, Dom. Over on the stream, they're asking, they know that you were a teacher, what subject did you teach and what grade?
Giordanoism and 10th grade. That's what the kids called it. It was English, but I asked for 10th grade. You know why, Dan? That was the toughest year. You know why? At that point, they could sign themselves out at the age of 16. I won't give his last name, but I remember coming up upon this kid, and he was carving in a desk. Sometimes happen, right? And what was he doing? He was counting down the days until he was going to sign out of school that he'd be able to do that.
Wow. So try
reaching that kid. Put down that knife.
So 10th grade was the final, the last days before they can declare? Or it was voluntary kids that were showing up?
Some point during 10th grade, they can declare
tough,
to be out of school without the law being involved. Yes.
That's
so
hard to
I took
with.
The basics, the lowest achieving, to try to get him to read.
And how'd it go?
In many instances, very well. Either way, because there was no middle ground. You weren't going to get a middle grade. You were going to fight with me, or you were going to like it.
I'm just happy it wasn't driver's ed that you taught. We'd have a bunch of Philadelphians driving with 2 feet out there. We don't need that.
Oh, yes, it should have been driver's ed. Yes, it was English, sometimes called Giordanoism. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up here. Who are we talking with? No, I want to give you part two of DeChambeau.
Yep, and Riley Gaines at 1:30.
Yeah, Riley Gaines. Are you along his line? Come on, Dom. You know what he's saying, Dan? Well, 9/11 was what, 22 years ago, coming up, right? Oh, 22 years ago. So time to move on. We got billions to make here. Boy, I wish Caitlin Collins had a little more on that. All right, 855-839-1210.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.